Sippin' on some rock tuss, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Points Up Fantasy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to Ice Up Fantasy Football. This is your host, the real Jorge, here with the one and only
Rick Rock in the building. Let's go.
How's it going?
Man, it's been great, man. It's been great. And it's been a semi-quiet offseason for us. But, you know, we still doing what we do best. And let them know what we got for the people today, man.
We got some breaking news coming out of San Francisco 49ers camp. Pretty exciting. Just a little shout out to one of the most recent signings, Chris Conley. He's a former Kansas City Chief, so he might give us a little edge on when we play the Chiefs on the offensive scheme. I think that's the reason for the signing. I don't know if he's going to, you know, beat anybody in training camp to get that wide receiver spot for starting lineup.
Yes, yes. I'm actually kind of surprised. I mean, we do need wide receiver depth. The 49ers, they need wide receiver depth. So I like the signing. I actually do like the signing. They needed another big body wide receiver, and he fits the mold that they need.
We'll see what he has to bring to the table. But the real breaking news that we're going to release today is Trey Lance. He is being rumored that Niners GMs is taking calls to see where they could possibly shop him by draft day, meaning that the Niners are not 100% full in with Trey Lance and what he brings to the table. And I don't blame the Niners right now, because if you look at his most recent post on Instagram, he's out there living life like he's already accomplished everything he has in the NFL, and he hasn't even scratched the surface. This guy doesn't even know how to throw a deep ball without missing his receivers. So from the videos I've seen, I think this kid has a lot of more growth to go through, and he's super raw. He's not putting in the time with the film. So I'm kind of glad that this rumor is kind of being leaked out. The only bad thing is that if this rumor is false, we're just back in the same fiasco that we were in not too long ago, where just a lot of bad energy was coming out of the Niners locker room. What are your thoughts with this Trey Lance rumors lingering around the NFL right now?
I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, this is draft season rumors central right now. This is about that time where a lot of people want to create a smoke screen, but there's also a saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. So you know what I mean? So I know the 49ers are looking at every possible direction that they can go with their quarterback room. Those videos that you mentioned about Trey Lance, let's not sugarcoat or cut anything, you know, out of the truth. The day that he was caught at that bootleg, you know, strip club, and the video got leaked, I mean, come on.
It looked like a college party with a bunch of strippers.
Yes, not even. It wasn't even a college party. It was like somebody's basement or something like that. It was
kind of sketchy. Yeah. Out in the deep of Oakland streets.
I'm like, what is this guy doing over there? I'm like, to me, that you're right. You hit it right on point where he has a lot of maturing to do, and the Niners did not, I guess, nothing is panning out the way they wanted to when they traded those two first-round picks to move up. Three first-round picks, if you count the pick that they had that year. But, you know, I mean, it's unpredictable. You know, being a top five pick, the Niners were desperately looking for a quarterback at that time, as we all know. But if they are looking to move Trey Lance, it'll be the right move. Also, rumors of maybe getting Aaron Rodgers too. Maybe, you know, it makes sense. And you just spoke right now before we went on air. What's the other possible scenario for the 49ers to get?
I like the quarterback coming out of UCLA. This guy is a stud. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, I am talking about Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He has learned a lot under Chip Kelly, who already has a lot of NFL experience with the Eagles and also coaching the Niners. So he is ready in the NFL-ready system, and he is an electric player. He has a lot more potential. I would say he's at the same level as Trey Lance right now. He's a dual-threat quarterback that has a lot more learning to go, but once he picks it up on the playbook, he seems more committed towards his team. He seems like he wants to win on the field and emphasis on the field. I think this would be the right move for the Niners, trading away Lance, getting some draft capital in return, possibly getting a first round pick so we could draft some studs on defense as we always do in the first round, and maybe draft Dorian Thompson later in the second round or the third. I see the scenario happening, and the Niners, you know, making it easy for Brock Purdy to come back and not rush things and possibly mess up his arm for the rest of his career before his career even begins.
True, very true. Another on the same topic of Trey Lance, did you see those videos where he's working out with Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, the little highlights I saw was Mahomes actually launching the balls across the whole field and Trey Lance just in the background looking like a groupie.
You know what's so funny about that? And I wanted to be a jerk about it, but I didn't do it. You know, I wanted to comment on a lot of people's posts on, you know, oh, he's working with Patrick Mahomes. Oh, you know, this is the comp that he had when he came out of college. You know, I just, you know, it reminded me of Solomon Thomas, the DL that we drafted with the number 3 pick, you know, and he was working out with every DeMarcus Ware, all those, you know, big time defensive ends, and, you know, social media, and they were posting those videos. Solomon Thomas is going to break out. He's a beast. Da, 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 da. And I kept telling everybody, he's going to be a bust. He's a bust. He doesn't have it in him. And when I saw that video of Trey Lance and Patrick Mahomes, I was like, great. Here comes again. History repeats itself. I was like, no, no way. They're better off, like you said, Trey Lance, get some future picks. I don't think we need any more picks unless it's maybe late round, a late round first rounder or a high second rounder. That's the only thing I can see the 49ers training him as far, and maybe a cornerback, because we do need corners. So maybe a cornerback too. This is a very, very weak cornerback class this year. There's, I think, one good safety in the class, but he's, even at that, I think he's going to be like a second late rounder or early.
All I know is that if the player from Georgia that got caught with the allegations and later got released, if he falls into the Niners draft, potentially if we sneak back into the first round, are you taking him, the defensive tackle?
The Niners are very thorough about character issues, except for Trey Lance. And the linebacker that we have, what's his name? The one that we drafted?
Aldon Smith.
Aldon Smith. And what's the other linebacker that we drafted?
Oh, your boy. He was a beast.
Yeah, he was a beast. But then he
from Alabama.
Yeah, then he was a high head. But anyways, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think they will do that, to be honest. I think they would just, they would just wait for him to fall, maybe second. If he's there, see, the thing about it, a lot of listeners probably don't know. We have the last maybe 3 picks of the third round. So we don't even have a middle, early third. We actually, our third round picks are the very end of the third round. So, and we have him like back to back and then the second to last. So I don't know why they could move. I don't know if any good players are going to fall. Maybe they are. And I know they brought up a lot of tight ends, a lot of offensive tackles, and a couple of edge rushers. So, you know, they brought up a lot of players for tryouts and interviews and stuff like that. So it's, I don't know which way they're going to go. You mentioned the QB from UCLA, and I know that another tight end from either BYU or Florida, I think, that they brought in. And yeah. I think Kyle Shanahan wants to have the dual tread, double tight end in his system now. You know,
let me stop you there. While you're name dropping Kyle Shanahan, right before the show, we were also discussing that the Vikings and the Niners have had discussions about Trey Lance at the scouting combine. These rumors are going around, and the Niners being linked to the Vikings, you could think of a possible scenario where Kirk Cousins maybe gets swapped for Trey Lance. And now we have a staple quarterback, top 5 Pro Bowler. You know, this guy could sling it. He makes Justin Jefferson look like a god on the field. So Kirk Cousins does have some type of potential carrying the Niners to the 6th Super Bowl that we are so deserving of. It's so depressing to bring up because you already know how it's been the last 2 Super Bowls there. It hurts.
I feel your pain, dog. I feel
Justin
your pain.
Hurts.
So look, the Kirk Cousins actually might make sense as a bandage, you know, solution for a quarterback situation right now. Kirk Cousins has the better arm, of course, way better arm than Purdy. But until, like you said, until Purdy gets healthy, doesn't rush his rehab, I think that would make sense. I mean, his contract against the salary cap this year, it's not that much. It's about $23 million. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo got 20 a year for the Raiders. So I mean, it's not that far off. It would actually make sense for us to, you know, make that kind of trade. But we'll have to get future picks on top of Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? We have to, okay, we're going to get rid of the contract that you're trying to, you know, get rid of. And, you know, let me throw in a couple of picks, you know, second round, maybe a third round there or something like that in the future.
I just thought of a crazy scenario because of how everything unfolded for quarterback Zach Wilson with the Jets and also Robert Saleh ties with the Niners. There was a lot of rumors that the Niners were looking for a West Coast offense type of quarterback coming out of BYU. That's exactly what Zach Wilson was at the time. And now that, you know, Trey Lance draft stock for, you know, trading him away is kind of in the mediocre side as well as Zach Wilson. Do you think this could be a Cinderella story where each quarterback swaps from teams and possibly becomes an elite starter?
I mean, see, I think it can happen. I mean, if there's a coach out there in the league that can mold the quarterback and work with the quarterback, I mean, I don't know what the situation is behind the scenes with Trey Lance, but Kyle Shanahan has been able to work with every quarterback you put, you know, or on the table. He's been able to work with every quarterback out there, even when the 49ers sucked. But remember, when the 49ers were bad, it's because our defense was not that good. So we were giving up points. So we were scoring, you know, we were averaging pretty high margins of points, but our defense couldn't stop anybody. Once we sold the defense, then we got Jimmy, then things started to look up. You know, we became that run first, you know, Mike Shanahan type of Denver Broncos offense that we have right now. Yeah, so, you know, I just really believe that, you know, whatever way, whatever scenario it is, I think it's a win-win. And I'm going to throw everybody a curveball again. I mean, you know, completely different sport. The 49ers have a Super Bowl-ready team. Not a Super Bowl contender, even though their odds are pretty high in Vegas. So, but their team is ready for a playoff run. You know what I mean? So the only thing that they're missing is a quarterback. Now, different sport. I'm going to throw you guys a curveball right here. So it's like the Golden State Warriors. And let's not talk about them being on too. I'm talking about the scenario that they had. They went and drafted Wiseman. Wiseman was not going to get any playing time. Wiseman was having a hard time adapting to the GOAT, you know, Steph Curry, you know, the second greatest shooter of all time, Klay Thompson, and the defensive monster, a.k.a. Rodman 2.3, you know, 3.3, Draymond Green. So, and then you have Jordan Poole. So, you know, they were not going to give him playing time. And it's the same thing with Trey Lance. You know, he's not going to get no playing time due to the fact that we have Brock Purdy. Due to the fact that they have options, they could go trade for somebody else, you know, a la Aaron Rodgers, a la Kirk Cousins, you know, a bandage solution, like I mentioned earlier. So if the Niners really see and they want to, you know, keep Trey Lance, I'm all in for that too. But have a fair QB competition with Brock Purdy at 100%. And I don't think Brock Purdy is going to be healthy until November. Yeah, they're saying he's going to be there for the offseason program. Everything with Brock Purdy is on schedule, which is great. But I just don't think that he'll be ready fully for that training camp competition. And I don't think it should be right. And the 49ers know this. For them, like you stated, for them to rush Brock Purdy into coming back, you know, healthy again. It shouldn't be like that. So them trading Trey Lance having Brock Purdy's mind at ease, Kyle Shanahan and Lynch, you know, and getting picks back or a player back, that would make a ton of sense for me.
I couldn't agree anymore. That is pretty much all we have to say on Trey Lance. And just to finish off the show, we have to shout out one of the highest paid NFL contracts recently signed by Jalen Hurts for the Philadelphia Eagles. He has signed for 5 years, total of $255 million with an average of $51 million earning per year. Talk about freaking bank, man. Are you freaking kidding me? Throw me a dollar, Jalen Hurts. I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan for you one day. Not when the Niners are playing, though.
Yeah, no.
And I can't wait for that game later on this year in 2023. The San Francisco 49ers will be facing this newly highly paid quarterback. And best believe that Nick Bosa is going to get a sack or two and make this player look like a sucker on the field. What are your thoughts on this contract signing?
Honestly, you know, I was completely wrong on this signing last year when we were doing our dynasty drafts for the Dirty Dozen League. Shout out to the Dirty Dozen League, Knicks League. I believe it was the 9th round, 12th round, and I had my, you know, it was my turn. I was picking a quarterback, and it was Jalen Hurts and Trey Lance, and I was stuck in the middle of that. Like, I was really stuck because the rumor mill of Jalen Hurts was that he was not going to be the main starter, that the Eagles were still going to look for another QB in the draft, and they weren't sure about Jalen Hurts due to his passing abilities. They traded for A.J. Brown, boom. You know, that changed everything about Jalen Hurts. You know, he was still a powerful runner. He's a la Lamar Jackson. I think a little bit better because of the passing that he can actually bring. And I just didn't see it. I didn't see it. And so I ended up drafting Trey Lance. And then,
no, God, please, no.
And that's what happened to me. So, I mean, shout out to Jalen Hurts. He had an amazing season. He took the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Everything just worked. Everything just worked great. And everything just happened to be where it is. So it was like lightning in a bottle. And Jalen Hurts, from everything that he's been through, from college, getting benched at halftime for Tua, to, you know, being drafted, you know, to the Eagles in the third round, second round, while they already had Wentz. So he's been through a lot just to get here to where he's at. And for him to be the highest paid quarterback in the league, he deserves it, you know.
He's a prime example of what Trey Lance should be looking forward to. He should be mentored by Jalen Hurts because they're potentially the same age. If you think about it, Jalen Hurts has a lot of wheels left in that. That's why the Philadelphia Eagles just dropped the bag on him. And if Trey Lance could get his brain together and calibrate it into a football mentality, which is what he is, a professional football player, instead of a party boy who looks like he's never gone to Cabo for the first time, it's kind of like yin and yang, man. Do you want to be this party guy and ruin your NFL career before he even starts with all this potential that is so much talked about? Or do you want to put your nose to the pen of the paper and take down some notes behind one of the greatest offensive gurus in the game, Kyle Shanahan, and pick up this offense and take it to places where this offense has never been, because we've never had a dual threat quarterback under the entirety of this last 10, 20 years, ever since Steve Young kind of went down, unfortunately. We haven't had that exciting dual threat quarterback that every NFL fan loves to watch. I love to watch. I mean, Michael Vick's one of the GOATs. Shout out to Michael Vick.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Michael Vick, man. You know, it's very, it's a guessing game. When it comes to potential, one of the recent quarterbacks' expectations that everybody had, and as much as you know, ESPN draft experts and, you know, they want to call certain picks what they are and, you know, what they think there will be. I mean, nobody expected anything of Justin Herbert. He just had a good workout. He had a good NFL combine. And he went from being like the 10th quarterback to like top three. You know what I mean? So, and you know, they were right. You know, people were saying the same thing about Trey Lance. And then, boom, this is what happened. You know, people were saying the same thing about Mac Jones. Boom, what happened? Like you mentioned earlier, Wilson, you know? So it's a hit or miss. It's a hit or miss league. And it sucks. It's part of the game. That's why we're so passionate about this sport. And, you know, I can't wait for the NFL draft. Yes, we know. We do not have a first and a second round picks. But we're pretty much known for hitting those third round picks, fourth round picks. You know, I mean, Mr.
Round picks.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Revlin picks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? Don't get discouraged, Niner fans. You know, stay faithful. We'll pan out. We have a Super Bowl-ready team. Whatever happens with our QB, just let Kyle handle it. You know, let him work. Let him work.
Before the season begins, how confident are you with between $100 and $1,000? Mind you, there's a huge potential you're going to lose this money. How much are you dropping on the Niners making the Super Bowl this year?
About $95. That's how confident I am.
The so defense, you're not even at a buck, a hundred.
I'm almost at a hundred. Almost at 100.
But I said between 100 and 1,000.
Oh, $999. Put me down for that, dog.
We got it on record now. Let's see if it's true.
The only team that scares me is the Chiefs. Nobody else. Nobody else scares me. Anybody in the NFC is barbecue. Is barbecue chicken. It's nothing. As far as the AFC teams goes,
the Bengals don't scare you.
Who?
T. Higgins, look, Jamar Chase, about, Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow.
Joe Mixon is about to get cut, buddy. He's about to get cut because of that gun charge that he has. He shot at some neighbors and something like that. And the new management is saying that he's definitely going to get cut. And speaking of somebody who's going to get cut, let's go ahead and touch base about Dalvin Cook, your one of your favorite running backs in all of fantasy football. And don't give me that crap right now. You're shaking your head. Once upon a time, you traded for that food twice. When we were insane in the same leagues. And no, you drafted him high, and then you traded for him. And you gave up a lot of fucking players for him, which is a good trade. Worked out for you. You made the playoffs. I didn't. But, you know, what's your take on that? They're saying that he if he doesn't take a pay cut, he's going to be a salary cap casualty. And, you know, there's rumors already that the Miami Dolphins are going to jump for him ASAP, you know, maybe for a late round pick, take on that contract. And the Dolphins need a running back. They do not have a solid running back. They have Jeff Wilson, who, let's be honest, is only a backup. And they have Chase, right? Edmonds something. So, yeah, what's your take on that?
I believe that the Minnesota Vikings have the bigger edge on this one because they just recently signed Madison, their backup. This guy's a stud. He's been killing it, backing Dalvin Cook ever since he's been in the league, and whenever Dalvin Cook is out, the Minnesota Vikings running game seems to not skip a beat. They're always getting those outside runs with leverage and also receiving back. Madison, as he progresses, he's going to become a scat back, and he's going to be great in the NFL. So if Dalvin Cook were to leave, I believe the Minnesota Vikings offense wouldn't really skip a beat. It is kind of hard to find good stud backups in the NFL anywhere in any position, especially in the running back and quarterback position, because they are the ones that touch the ball all game. So, I mean, it'll affect them a little bit, but I don't think it'll crumble their offense and tear them apart. And as for Dalvin Cook, I think this is a L because he's beloved in Minnesota. He has built a real good name for himself there. He is an elite running back. We all know what he brings to the table when healthy. And I don't think this will be a good move because any other team he moves on to, I don't think he's going to be, beloved and used as he would with the Minnesota Vikings. especially if he falls to one of the bottom 16 NFL teams, such as like the Cardinals or anywhere where the team doesn't make the playoffs, his career is just going to fall apart quickly.
And not to mention he's injury prone too, though. He's a great running back, but he's injury prone. So, I mean, them moving for Dalvin Cook, I'm really surprised, and I'm confused about it. I don't know why Dalvin Cook is not going to take that pay cut or what the scenario is over there. But, you know, it's going to change a lot from the fantasy rankings of where he goes, you know. So if he goes to the Dolphins, watch out because, you know, the coach for the Miami Dolphins has the same system as Kyle Shanahan, run first offense. So he might be the next CMC as far as, like, change scenario and be the future weapon in that offense. So, you know, we never know, you know, what's going to happen with that.
And be honest with me, when you see, for those of you who don't know who Madison is, I'm talking about Alexander Madison, running back for the Minnesota Vikings. And be honest with me, Rick, when you see Madison on the field, you think sometimes that's Dalvin Cook running behind, right? I mean, they got the same physique, same dreadlocks, same running styles. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all. That's one of the reasons. I mean, if you're an NFL team, if you're an NFL owner, or NFL manager, GM, that talent, the Dalvin Cook, you know, you don't just give on that unless you have something in that running back room that can compare or is as good or even 90% as good as that. It's the exact same player to a certain extent. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
For sure. So to wrap things up, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in today's episode with the breaking news coming out of Niners camp. Unfortunately, they are not the news most NFL fans would like to hear, but hey, maybe some light at the end of the tunnel will come draft day and Niners either hit it out of the park, drafting amazing players in the late rounds, or we gain some draft capital with a trade from Trey Lance and back to square one, which we've always been for the last 4 to 5 years at quarterback. So don't feel too discouraged. We still have the number one defense in the NFL, and that is phenomenal. My name is The Real Man. Jorge. Beside me, I got
Rick Brock
and Smokey from Friday, and we out this.
And you know this, man.
Yes, sir.
This is Lights Up Fantasy.